Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I agree with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. We have very, very little time to turn things around. And it looks like our only option right now, because we have totally a reprobate government, is through the court of public opinion. And so when you visit my YouTube channel over on the Common Sense Common Sense Show, make sure you subscribe. Interesting developments there, but I won't go into them here. And also, we do have a TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv, and we have in-depth documentaries with guests who have experience with foreign entities, and they understand how regime change happens. And that's about as much as I'm permitted to say about most of our guests that appear there, because they have agreements they have to honor. So, but that particular side of things, we do documentaries there. And we do documentaries specifically at keeping you one step ahead of the burning bridge. And we're going to do a little of that here today, here over on our audio podcast side for radio, our four radio networks now, and our podcast service, which, by the way, is ranked in the top one half of 1% of listen notes, and it's 3 million podcasts they evaluate. And thanks to Sarah Westall for telling me that. I had no idea until she said, "Dave, did you know your ranking?" I had no idea, Sarah. Thank you. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's some ways you can follow us. We have an important show here today with Robert Griswold, and we're going to be covering how the attack against us is becoming personal. It's eventually lethal. And this is not science fiction, right-wing conspiracy nonsense. This is hardcore facts. They being the globalists who control the leaders in this country, they are deliberately shortening our lifespan. And we're going to get into a lot of that here with Bob in just a minute. First, I need to let you know, as we approach final defeat, if we can't turn this around, you need to begin to center your approach on your self-defense, on adaptation. Yes, I'm still working towards reform, but believe me, I am practicing to adapt if we lose total control. And the way you have to do that very first step is to control your food supply. And you'll hear about that today from Bob. And we have what we feel is the best food supply outfitter out there, restaurant quality food. I've eaten it, and I can tell you, when I say it's gourmet, of course not. It's storable food. But when I say you'll get sick of eating it, I don't think so, because of the diversity and the food choices. Also, too, it's 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. You're not eating to lose weight, folks. You're eating to survive at that point in time. And I would just say this. There's specials galore. You should go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com for more details. And then we also are facing a banking collapse. 190 banks now on the watch list, according to Bloomberg. They're being very subtle about it, but when you read exactly what they're telling you, it's 190 banks on the watch list. And under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, they can steal your money. It's called bail-ins, people, and it's legal. Or let's put it this way. It's unconstitutional, but they've made it legal under their system of perverted justice. Noble Gold can save your retirement. Noble Gold can save your money from your bank accounts by redirecting to precious metals, which is the number one investment last year and this year. And I would recommend that you find out more about it while you still can. I have been an advertiser for Noble Gold for 5 years, or 6 years, I should say, and I've been a customer for five. And I wouldn't trust anyone else with my asset diversification, and this is the best way to diversify. Let me send you a free information packet so you can find out more. No one's going to harass you. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. You'll have to call the number on the packet. We'll send it to you digitally. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And while we're suffering, let's suffer in comfort. MyPillow.com has made their products available to our audience here at the Common Sense Show for half price, 2-for-1, sometimes 3-for-1 offers, sometimes 75% off. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And those are the sponsors for this edition of the Common Sense Show. And our guest, Bob Griswold, is the owner of Ready Made Resources, which you can find at readymaderesources.com. And I'm going to strongly urge you to look at what he is offering, because you better be prepping and adapting for the hell fire that is now coming our way. Bob, welcome to the show. There is so much dire news out there today, and as we were talking in our pre-air discussion, it's almost too much for one show. So I'm going to promise the audience this. Whatever we don't get to today, Bob has agreed to come on our TV show tomorrow, and we will do a cleanup of whatever we left incomplete or didn't get to cover. Bob, welcome to the show, and thanks for being so generous with your time.
Well, thank you, Dave. I'm going to start, Dave, with some very noble words written, you know, hundreds of years ago by our founding fathers. And I would say these words are very, very applicable for today. When in the course of human events, these are very powerful, emotional, moving words. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another and assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. Dave, we're there.
Yeah.
We are there. We have a government that is completely rogue. I mean, in every aspect of our government is rogue. From top to bottom, it is rogue. Every agency is rogue. Every minister, every, you know, department head is rogue. I can't even watch it anymore. I can't watch that Mallorca guy. I mean, he's a traitor. He's an absolute traitor. Allowing children right now, because of him, there are children that are being raped right now with his consent. They are being raped with his consent. Fentanyl is coming across the border and is killing millions, or addicting and killing millions of Americans with his consent. The cartels are operating freely. He represents the cartels, the sex traffickers, the drug traffickers, more than he represents the American people. And he represents what the oath to the globalist WEF, whatever, more than he represents the fake words he uttered when he took his vow to defend the Constitution. And this is the way all of them are. Again, I want to state, we have a completely rogue government. There's nothing redeemable about this government. Nothing. And anybody who expects this government to investigate this government and to make changes, I mean, you have massive corruption investigating massive corruption, and if it was an equation, it equals massive corruption. That's what we have. It is impossible for this government to be reformed. And I want to, it is impossible.
I agree with that.
So I'm not advocating a violent separation. We need to separate, though. The people who love freedom, the people who want limited government, the people who want honest money, the people who want good education, the people who want to have the borders of their country protected, the people who want, you know, not career politicians, but temporary politicians. We need to form a new government. We not a government. This government, this is why Donald Trump's not going to reform it. Donald Trump will get in, and I can promise you. I hope he gets in. But I can promise you the day he gets in is the day the left is going to bring civil war to America. It is going to happen. They are going to pull out all the stops the day he gets elected, if he gets elected. That will be the final, card that comes out of the deck that causes the whole thing to come crashing down, because they know he will go after him. He'll be the only one that goes after him. You know, we have seen this Durham report come out, and maybe you can comment on it, that every level of every agency, the presidency, the FBI, the CIA, all the intelligence apparatuses lied. They knew the Steele dossier was a lie. Comey lied. Biden and Obama knew about it. Hillary Clinton started it. It was all corruption. They spent millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer. Shifty Shift, said he had private intel showing that Donald Trump had done it. That was all a lie. Every time Comey got on TV and said we need to be investigating this, he knew it was a lie. Every time the news media got on there, they knew it was a lie. So, again, we have a completely rogue government. You cannot fix this government. You cannot fix it. Hunter Biden. Glenn Beck on Thursday, and I'm really interested in watching this, is going to do a report where he is going to report on the solid 100% crimes that Hunter has committed. These are not, you know, maybe, if, whatevers. These are crimes that they have hard evidence on.
Bob, I got to say this. I'm going to listen to Glenn Beck, too. He's doing a very, very good job, and I respect the work he's done. But I'm going to say this, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I've been covering this for a year in detail.
I'm not going to hear anything new.
Here's my point for bringing it up. I'm not self-aggrandizing and I'm not minimizing Glenn. What I'm saying here is there's been ample evidence to prosecute Hunter Biden many times over.
Gun crimes. A 4473. I'm a federal firearm dealer, so I know. If somebody comes into my store and wants to buy a firearm and they lie on the 4473. That's the form you fill out. You're a citizen of the United States. Have you ever, committed treason? All those things. Do you smoke dope? If you lie on that, that is a federal crime. You can go to prison. Well, he lied on it. They know it. They have him dead banged to rights. Lied on it. No prosecution. He used federal tax dollars to solicit prostitution. A crime. It just goes on and on and on. The laptop, the FBI hid it from the American people. They covered for them. That's why it's not the Bidens, Dave. It's not the Bidens. It is the whole system. The whole system is corrupt. They all massage each other. The money they steal from the American taxpayer all goes amongst that group of globalist WEF people. It's just like this right now. We are paying how many billions and billions of dollars to go into a Ukraine? Well, you know who's buying up Ukraine right now, don't you? BlackRock. So here we are, and they're buying it up at war-torn prices. So here we are, the American people paying, hundred-plus billion dollars to bomb a country or to cause a country to become basically a third world hellhole. And then, so we pay the bill for that. BlackRock goes in and buys up the property at war-torn prices, dimes on the dollar, pennies on the dollar. And they become uber wealthy again, more and more rich. This is how it works. That's what I'm saying. The system is so far gone, so far corrupt. It is the blackest pit of vileness you can imagine. There is no light in it. Nothing redeemable left in this system. Nothing. And they've just weaponized the IRS. We see that, so they're going to use that as the bat that they're going to beat the American people with, or what they're beating the American people with. And so it just goes on and on and on. This year, I was reading an article, Dave, the freedoms that they say right now that are in jeopardy – okay, your gun rights. They have, the bump stock. They want to go after those. So the people who spent hard-earned money to buy a legal product, they now want to declare it as illegal, and you have to just throw it away. Or if not, then you become a felon. Do you ever think of this, Dave? Gun confiscation requires gun violence to enforce it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gun control requires gun violence to enforce it. The pistol brace rule, again, up to 40 million pistol braces in this country. Now, from what I've read, there's only a little over 100,000 people who have registered their pistol brace, and the grace period runs out on the 31st of this month. So at that point, up to 40 million Americans will be felons. They don't even care.
No, that's it no, gives Bob. Them a, it's not about not caring. This is the intention.
It is the intention.
Yeah,
you're
and,
right.
And I got to interject this. Part. We've got to give an historical overview because you're hitting a home run here. But some people will just look at this as unfortunate actions. People, this is not unfortunate. It's deliberate. The University of Hawaii has done something called the Democide Project for decades.
Yes.
And they studied 16 genocides in the 20th century. Well, first they wanted to know, who kills more people? Government kills their own people, or world wars kill more people? And they found overwhelmingly government is the biggest murderer on the planet. The second thing they found, and more to the point, Bob, and this is the point I want to make before you go farther, is they found that in the 16 genocides, every genocide was preceded by gun confiscation. That's what this pistol brace issue is all about.
Yeah, they're hoping those people with pistol braces, 40 million people, register them, because then they have the name of 40 million gun owners that they can go after. It's the purpose of doing this. Then they are making you violate your Second Amendment rights under threat of becoming a felon if you don't get rid of your bump stock, if you don't get rid of certain kinds of triggers. Just recently, Dave, there was a gentleman who took a piece of stainless steel, okay, and he had embossed on it gun parts. Now, they were automatic gun parts, but there was, you know, you couldn't cut them out. You couldn't do anything. It wasn't like push them out and then they're good. There was just a light tracing of these gun parts that make a full automatic weapon. He was selling that just to, you know, as a piece of memento. This is what you do. He's been arrested for selling machine guns.
Oh, I hadn't heard of this.
I'm kidding you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was just a piece of stainless steel or aluminum, whatever it was, but it just had a light embossing on it, saying this is this part, this is this part, this is this part. I mean, you couldn't, it wasn't like you punched them out, you know, they were all cut out and you just pushed it out. I mean, you couldn't do anything with it other than, you know, and the parts are easily, the pictures for those parts are easily downloadable online. I mean, they're everywhere, you know, conversion. And yet, with that, he was selling those and he was arrested by the ATF for selling machine guns. Again, this is full-blown tyranny. That's all it is. And there is no coming back from these people. They have a globalist agenda. They feel at this point they are within reach. It's within their reach of achieving this global agenda where they are going to enslave the entire American people. You know, it's something that when the government uses deadly force against its own citizens, but refuses to protect a border. This tells you everything in their thinking. I'm going to say it again. It is something when the government uses deadly force against its citizens, IRS agents armed with machine guns to go shoot taxpayers that they disagree with, gun owners who have bought lawful firearms that the ATF said were legal. Now they go, whoops, we changed our mind. It doesn't matter if you spent hundreds of millions of dollars, you got to turn them in or register them. That they'll use deadly force against those people. But did you see the military people opening the gate, allowing God knows who into our country the other day? Hundreds of thousands are crossing the border, but no deadly force there. No deadly force against the fentanyl dealers. No deadly force against the men. The men who take young girls and sell them as objects.
Well, let's not leave out the big one, Bob. 85,000 missing kids, migrant kids.
85,000 missing kids. You know, I'm a Christian guy, so it's, you know, there's a letter and then you. That's what I have to say to them. And I'm not talking about the drug dealers, those people. I'm talking about the government officials, you know, you, blank you, because that's that. These, I mean, and the Bidens are in on it. The whistleblower came out and said the Bidens are in on making money on sex trafficking these young girls. It's just beyond that. So anybody who thinks this is has a redeemable system is it's not. You know, and then, you know, we talk about the security of people right now. There's three articles. This changes directions a little bit. But right now, your food, not your food that you sell, Dave, but I'm talking about the food of the United States that we're doing.
I got it, Bob. I got it.
Yeah, is being weaponized against the American people. This is why I think it's important to buy food now, because it does have a 25-year shelf life. So if you get it now, before it's been completely contaminated, you still have some chance of getting normal food. But they are going to start using food as a bioweapon. It'll start with the COVID mRNA vaccines that they'll start putting in all the food. We all know about fake meat and how dangerous it is. You know, fake meat takes more energy to make than real meat takes. So, I mean, so much for the climate.
That's not the point, though, Bob. You know what the point is. The point is, let's just be honest. Everything they're doing, if I were to sum it up, is about health debilitation and depopulation. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Dr. Peter McCullough said Chinese researchers have demonstrated that food can indeed be turned into a vaccine or a bioweapon depending on the antigen. This is his quote. The nation's food supply can be manipulated by public health agencies to influence population outcomes. Maybe you want to comment on that? To influence population outcomes. Maybe in light of the Deagle report.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One is the premature death, which, you know, by the way, people, if you think we're just pontificating, the life insurance companies are going crazy because the death curve in America since the advent of the vaccines has had a dramatic influence. We've gone down collectively 2 years in our lifespan, and we know about most of them, a lot of these people are young athletes dying of myocarditis, things like this. And also, too, that's one aspect of it, Bob. The second aspect is the vaccine affects fertility, affects pregnancy and the duration of pregnancy and the health of pregnancy, and it affects male fertility.
And it also affects the female's ability to carry the baby to term.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant by pregnancy.
Yeah, exactly. Spontaneous abortion was pandemic as they were giving these vaccines out. So this is why I, again, as a Christian, no flesh would survive unless the Lord returned. So much for these people who say, no, Lord, come back in 1,000 years. Well, he'll come back in 1,000 years, but nobody will be here. The world will be dead. These people have an intention of killing off billions and billions of people in the next few years. They're pushing us towards war. They're pushing us towards genetic Armageddon. The transhumanist movement is designed to destroy us. AI technology will remerge, you know, humans and robots together. So you upload your consciousness to some, you know, demon bot. And we don't know what would ever come of that. But this is where it's all headed. And so, the last time this happened, no one was building an ark, Dave. I mean, the last time humanity hit this type of crisis, Noah was building an ark. And to a smaller extent, Joseph was storing wheat. And this is where we're at right now. I mean, humanity is at a crossroads. All the elements of a perfect storm are coming into play right now. I mean, there's just too many to list. This is why we're going to do the program tomorrow, because there's just too many to list individually, whether it's, you know, the food supply. I mean, again, just from and you wanted to mention this, so I'm going to give you a second here. The nitrogen. I mean, they are doing everything they can. There's an article here on whatsupwiththat.com. Entire global food supply at risk from disastrous response to so-called nitrogen crisis. They're saying nitrogen is a greenhouse gas, so they, you know, you can't make it, you can't make that, you can't make fertilizer, and if you can't fertilize and grow crops, billions of people die. I mean, you wanted to mention something about the nitrogen crisis.
Oh, I did a YouTube on this last week, and I'm going to investigate this further for an article. But Obama quietly back in September last year did an executive order. It got no attention in the mainstream media. None. I went and researched this. You have to go to whitehouse.gov, got documents, and look up under executive orders. And what Obama did is by 2030, he wants nitrogen to be some zero. In other words, you can't produce more nitrogen than you're actually offsetting. And what that'll do is it'll greatly, they're taking methane and nitrogen out. And by 2030.
Yeah.
And here's what this means. Yeah. Your cow supply right now is down to the lowest level that it's been in 60 years.
I think it's off 40%.
Yeah, exactly. And so what's going to end up happening with this, Bob, is they're going to bring these factors into play, and it's going to bankrupt the farmers. It's going to take food off the tables. It's going to induce starvation. The estimates that I found with private sources looking at this, knowledgeable farmers, they're saying that they think this could result in a 75% reduction in food supply as we know it today.
Well, listen to this, Dave. This article, policies to address this non-existent crisis have already done enormous harm in Sri Lanka, where a ban on nitrogen fertilizer caused a rapid collapse in food yields and led the president fleeing the country in a hurry. I mean, people were ready to kill him. The Canadian government is committed to a 30% reduction in nitrogen by 2030. In the Netherlands,
there's
the government's doing the same thing.
Bob, I got to stop you there. There's no such thing. You cannot parse out how much percent it's going to affect you. It's either all or nothing with this. That's what I found out from doing my research. So when they say 30%,
yeah, well,
that's
a
lie. It's 100%.
Well, again, nitrogen is a vital component in plant metabolism. The plants can't grow without it.
Yeah.
And so when they stop doing this, you're going to have a massive collapse of the food supply. A Deagle report, 250 million Americans dead. This is what they're going for. This is why I'm saying, who's going to reform this, Dave?
Nobody.
Is the FBI going to reform it? Is the Justice Department going to reform it? Are the news media, is the news media going to report on it? Who's going to reform it? Nobody. There's nobody there to reform it. At this point, this system is designed and it's going to collapse. It absolutely is going to collapse. Who's going to reform the monetary supply? Are the Republicans really going to stand firm on, getting maybe a balanced budget or at least control, slowing the drunken spending spree that we're on? No. They're already saying they're going to raise interest rates again, which is going to be disastrous. I mean, it's all designed to bring destruction to the United States. I mean, I'm absolutely convinced Joe Biden is an enemy agent. This whole administration are filled with enemy agents of the United States, probably working for the Chinese and other people, not probably, they are, working for the Chinese to bring about the destruction of the United States. Starvation is a great way to bring a nation under, compliance.
You know, Bob, I want to interject this here. I'm a believer in predictive programming, and not because I want to believe in it, because I've seen it. The Michael Bay production, and he was out of his element producing for TNT, way below what he should be doing, a producer of his caliber. But what he produced was a show called The Last Ship, and I believe it was 6 seasons. Listen to what they covered. Number one, they covered a virus that wiped out 80% of the planet, and then they had the vaccine that they developed on board this ship, and then the vaccine could be transmitted just by breathing on somebody. Remember the shedding aspect of it? That was one thing. The second thing they did as a crisis after they were done with the first 3 years was they introduced a food crisis, and they had millions, billions across the planet starving to death. And the third thing was Red Dawn against South Florida and the naval base headquarters. Talk about predictive programming. It's kind of like this guy followed the script of what we're going through. But I want to emphasize something else, one more thing here. What Bob Griswold is saying here, people, about the course that this is taking, there's absolutely no denying it. I want to say it again. The life insurance companies are looking for bailouts privately right now. I know that for a fact. Bailouts from the government with your taxpayer dollars, because the life insurance claims they're paying out because of vaccine injury. And they're not calling it vaccine injury, but that's the only new variable that would cause such a precipitous drop in our lifespan where we slip below Cuba, is due to vaccine injury. And Bob, are we going to talk about this today or tomorrow on the TV show? What's going into our food supply?
Talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Because the food supply, I mean, Dave, there's so much to talk about. The freedoms that are under fire right now, where they are coming after you. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just came out and said the CIA killed his uncle. I mean, it's coming out that since the 60s, this government has become more and more corrupt and against the Americans.
I don't buy the Kennedy versus Kennedy revelation. I don't buy it. You know why I don't buy it? Because my late friend Jim Mars was talking about this in the 60s. Okay. I picked up the mantra in the 90s. I started making radio appearances as far as ever in the media. I mean, officially with a website and doing what I'm doing with the Common Sense Show. I picked up that mantra and took it. Jim and I became good friends. I have to tell you, Bob, this is not a revelation. In fact, to say the CIA did it was to basically say the devil's in charge of all evil. They didn't. None of these people are getting into the who really did it and why.
Well, again, there are several reasons why they did it. First, we know Kennedy did not want to get into Vietnam. He wanted to get us out of Vietnam.
That's so one. That's one.
That the weapons industrial complex was going to lose billions and billions of dollars
profits. That's
two. Two, he wanted to get us out of the Federal Reserve System, which gives them mm-hmm. almost carte blanche ability to print money and to enrich themselves via at our expense. Those are probably the two big reasons right there. That's why any collector of coins knows what United States notes are. They had those printed to try to move us out of there. But there's other reasons, but those are probably the two biggest, and both of them concern money. And when you threaten their money, they will come after you. And so, you know, that's what it is. I know it's not a revelation, Dave, but for him to come out publicly and say it, for Ron Paul to come
but
out
only,
publicly
only
CIA, and
say it. I mean, Bob, come on. I'm serious. First of all, I got to say this. I don't trust Robert Kennedy Jr. He's saying the right things right now, but if you look at his background, he's just like Tulsi Gabbard. She is not sincere. I trust his sincerity. I think that these people are Trojan horses, and I'm suspecting we're going to see a third political party. They're already talking about Manchin running as a third-party candidate for president. I think that these people are going to pretend to be conservatives, and they're really Democratic operatives. They're going to pull conservative votes away from Trump or DeSantis, and they're going to try to manipulate the election that way. Sorry, but that's the way my conspiratorial mind is working.
And that's
because
a
leopard doesn't change their spots. That's what I'm telling you.
So, but you know, again, going back to the food supply, I'm just reading this article, Dave. It's actually funny. It goes, in the view of the UK leaders, Professor Julian Atwood, the current strategy is unrealistic as magic beans fertilized by unicorn blood. That's how this article ends. That's their idea, that they can somehow get rid of all the nitrogen, do all these climate things that they want to do, destroy the food supply. They know where this is ending. Listen, if you're listening to this program, this means you. Dave, I don't know if people get it. It's always them, but it's now you. You will not have food. You will not have clean water. You will be forced to eat bugs. That's what it means. You will be disarmed. I mean, going back to that, again, we just see attack on the Second Amendment coming at frantic pace. There are multiple court cases right now, and they're overwhelming the ability to, because the government has all the money in the world, so they can just keep throwing lawyers and lawyers and lawyers after these gun laws, not even gun laws, gun edicts that they're just throwing out there. And, you know, private industry, NRA, Gun Owners of America, and so forth, you know, they have to rely on, you know, gifts from their donors to be able to counter this. Well, they're just overwhelming the system. That's what they do. That's the Cloud Pivens, overwhelm the system. Your freedom of speech right now, my freedom of speech, this program is under fire. They are actively calling now for restriction of freedom of speech. This is hate speech. This is divisive speech. This speech causes violence. This is what they're saying. So your guns, your speech, that's First and Second Amendment, gone. What's left after you take those away? Your freedom of religion? You look how they're going after the Catholics right now. The FBI was going after the Catholics. Conservative Catholics, they're terrorists. I mean, if you believe in the sanctity of life, if you believe in the Bible, you're a terrorist. And we see it more and more. I mean, all you needed to do is look at the Nashville shooting and how the left rejoiced that three children were murdered. Three Christian adults were murdered. They rejoiced. You know, the shooter. Yeah,
where's the manifesto? You know what I'm saying? If this was a manifesto saying, I'm a Trump supporter and I'm killing people of whatever denomination or belief system, they would have had that manifesto out the same day. But we still haven't seen it because that woman, or whatever it was, whatever you want to call it, it was targeting Christian kids. That's what they don't want you to know.
It was targeting Christian kids, and it revealed also, Dave, what the drugs were doing to the people taking those drugs, and the billions of dollars that are being made by the pharmaceutical industry and by Big Pharma on selling, you know, puberty blockers, antidepressants, and steroids. This is what billions of dollars have been made, and the medical procedures to castrate boys and cut the breasts off young women. There's a couple in Australia, Dave, that was gender transitioning their 2-year-old.
Oh my gosh.
What in the name of anything holy could a parent do that?
Well, that's the cocaine talking, man.
There are major teaching hospitals now in the United States that are starting to gender transform at 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, and the system's redeemable. We can win it back. It's not happening. Your ability to use energy is being greatly curtailed. New York just passed, you know, no new gas stoves. Well, we're not going to do that. Then they did it. You know, they want to get rid of all gas stove burning appliances, any kind of modern convenience.
You know, where do we reach the point where we say we're not going to comply?
Well, I don't know, Dave. I don't know. You know, the left used to say the right wanted women barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, you take away all those appliances that make modern life of, you know, dryers, washers, gas stoves, that you know, are great force multipliers as far as keeping a home. Take it all away. What does that leave women? In barefoot and pregnant? I mean,
yeah, but that implied that, see, that's more of a rural agricultural notion of women, and that implied high fertility and fecundity rates resulting in the potential of having 13 kids. Okay, and I'm speaking as a demographer. Now, let's back away from that. The vaccines are taking away women's ability to produce kids. So why would, it's like we're mixing and matching things that don't work. We want to give women an agrarian lifestyle, but we don't want to let them bear children. That's crazy.
Well, it is. And it's all designed to bring about the destruction of the human race. And then the next thing is food. Your ability to access food, Dave, is right now being taken away from you. Day by day, your ability to access fresh foods, because, you know, to grow a head of lettuce, that has a big carbon footprint. You know, there's a lot of fertilizer and diesel fuel and all that that goes into making a head of lettuce. You know, if you like your broccoli or your apples or your pistachios, all those have carbon footprints. And they are really now looking into restricting food per person based on how much carbon it took to make that food. You've seen that, haven't you?
Yes. That's part of the plot, Bob.
Yeah, and then your ability, you know, so your food will be, it is being restricted, going to be restricted. Your ability to buy any freeze-dried food, long-term food, or even regular food in quantity is going to be restricted and is being restricted. And the last thing, Dave, is commerce. Your ability to conduct commerce is about over. With the Great Reset, the, you know, central bank digital currency, your ability to conduct any type of financial transaction will be greatly restricted and controlled. And going back to food, Dave, also, I'm going to back up a little bit. Your own, they're coming after gardeners because gardeners use fertilizer. Gardeners, you know, they're saying it creates climate change. People who have animals, I have cows, you know, I got to pay a fart tax or something. I don't know. And I'm not being funny. It's so fine them, penalize them. You can't grow a garden. You know, you couldn't grow a garden in the former Soviet Union because it was all state property. And you look at the massive starvation that happened when the Soviets went into Ukraine, and when they were starving, they went into Ukraine and took all the wheat. And, you know, we know the Holodomor, the 10, 15, I don't know, million people that died from starvation. Totally created, 100% man-made created starvation that a Soviet Marxist system made. And what do we have today? A Soviet-style Marxist system using social credit scores that's restricting the ability to grow food. And what do they think is going to be the outcome? You know, if you're ignorant of history, you're doomed to repeat it. Well, if you understand history, you understand what's coming. The mass starvation of millions and millions of people. And it's not going to be by accident. Like, what happened here? How come all these millions of people are dying? The people planning this right now, just let's put this in perspective, Dave, that they would never do that, right? They're not going to starve people. No, but they rape children. They take children's adrenochrome and use it to life extension programs.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't take your food away from you. They bring fentanyl across the border by the, you know, 55-gallon drum load, killing millions of Americans, but they wouldn't take your food supply away from you. They're in business with the cartels. They are actively acting as agents of foreign countries, which the Bidens, I mean, definitely are. They have eyewitnesses now. Joe Biden was active.
Well, at least it's the witnesses that aren't disappearing. Hillary's side is continuing. Bob, let me give you some numbers to back up what you're saying here with Ukraine. At one time, Ukraine had 80 million people. At the start of the war, it was 38 million. Now it's an estimated 18 million, and they're not all war casualties. We have people massively, and I'm talking children primarily, being trafficked out of Ukraine right now.
Look at the positive side.
Just one couple more things. The reason that we saw 80 million go to 38 million was for the reasons we're talking about. They had also bizarre Dr. Mengele experiments where people are dying. And I'm talking, that's why they don't want these bio labs exposed. It's not just bio labs. It's Dr. Mengele experimentation on human labs. And I have got this, Bob, from pretty high sources, military, intelligence, and this is not a secret. But I'm not finding a lot of people willing to talk about this. It's kind of like, we don't want to talk about how Ukraine went from 80 million people to 18 million people, and it's not all the war.
But look at the positive side of it, Dave. BlackRock gets to come in there and buy up the property at dirt cheap prices. I mean, again, Ukraine is some of the richest farmland on the planet. Ukraine has some of the highest mineral content on the planet. They have so many natural resources in that country. So the positive side is, as I said at the beginning of the program, you and I got a $100 billion bill we're paying through our taxes that it took to take that country from 80 million people to 18 million people, which will probably be 9 million by the time they're done, so that BlackRock can go in there and buy it up at bargain-based prices, buy all the natural wealth of the country, the minerals, the timber, the water, the farmland, at pennies on the dollar. And then the people who are left in the Ukraine will be indentured to the WEF, BlackRock, for generations. And Dave, that's what they want for me, and that's what they want for you. And that's what they want for anybody listening to this program. Not if you don't have to be listening to this program, they want it for everybody in the United States. So, and that's what we need to see. The system is rogue. The system is unredeemable. You're not going to pull the system back from the edge. There is no redeeming it. It is blackest, vilest corruption imaginable. And you're not going to get the FBI to investigate it. You're not going to get any agencies to investigate it. Any whistleblowers that do show up and that manage to survive, it doesn't matter. I mean, Hunter Biden, 156 crimes, no charges. Hillary Clinton, that, you know, the whole Steele dossier was done to take attention away from her criminal, private email server. She was dealing, you know, national security secrets on a private email server that Chinese had access to. The whole intelligence apparatus and law enforcement apparatus and political apparatus of the United States created that story. And then we have a real criminal. I mean, they did, in all honesty, they did go after that one man who was standing out in front of an abortion clinic doing nothing, and they had 40 FBI
guys. Well, he was doing something, Bob. He was praying. He committed the offense of praying.
Yeah, well, again, you know, there's your freedom of religion. We got to take care of the important things. I couldn't believe when I was watching Attorney General being questioned on that. You know, why aren't you protecting the border, but you're going after that religious man with his children? You know, I think he has 9 children. They were holding those children at gunpoint, machine guns pointed at him. That's the important things. But Dave, I guess we have a few minutes left. The point in this whole discussion is you're on your own. Now, as far as any redemption to the government, I am a person who believes in community prepping. Everybody needs a tribe. I think John Lovell said that. Everybody needs a tribe. You know, we need groups of people around us that are good. I want Christian people around me. I want moral people around me. You know, I don't care about their ethnicity. No. I don't care about any of that stuff. I just want good.
I think we're leaving one element out there, and I agree with you. I could care less too about their background. I do agree about the Christian part, but I will also say this: I want tough people around me, not mealy mouth wimps.
Yeah, I want strong men. I do. I don't want. I mean, you look at Biden administration. Everyone in that administration, Rachel Levine. I mean, all of them are weak men. They're weak men. They're like Joseph Goebbels, small little diminutive runt man. And you look what he had to inflate his own ego by killing people and torturing them. Heinrich Himmler, the same thing. You know, just a little diminutive little runt man, and you know he created the Final Solution, so he could go in there and murder and kill people by the dozens, make himself feel important. That's the same demons that inhabited those two guys inhabit the guys in Washington right now. So you're on your own, and what I want to say is you need to find people right now that are like-minded, and more of them are coming up because more and more of them see what's happening, and associate with men and women of strong character. That love the truth. Because that's going to be your tribe. That's going to be your group of people. And you need to start mentally preparing yourself because we are facing and are going to be facing extremely hard times in this country. Every institution is turned against you. The rule of law has broken down, and we see it. The explosion of homelessness, the explosion of drug use, the explosion of violence, the explosion of the family breaking down. It's all done deliberately, but you need to be with people where that's not going on. And then you need to take honest appraisal of yourself. And this is going to require retooling of a lot of people. Where do I spend my time? Do I spend my time in front of the TV set? Do I spend my time downloading porn? Do I spend my time, you know, with useless, stupid things? What, Dave, I know you're a sports guy, so forgive me. When it finally does hit the fan, what good's it going to do to know who won the Super Bowl in 19 whatever, or won the NBA or whatever, you know, and how many hours you sat in front of a TV set watching?
I'm going to take some people off the hook. It's not an.
I know you would,
Bob. It's not an either or. And here's what I mean by this.
I agree with you.
We can deal with this stuff until we're nothing but negative. And I tell people this, you have passions and interest in your life that go outside the geopolitical. I will say this, if you're not participating in changing the geopolitical in whatever small way or big way that you can, then you are part of the problem. But I will also say this, people are entitled to have their diversions. They need their diversions. And part of the diversions I hope people have is worshiping the God Almighty. But also, moving on beyond that.
But I would say this,
Bob, you got to have fun in life, whether it's playing cards, working out, whatever, or watching a sporting event. And if it doesn't go to the point of obsession and drowning out the important things in life, I don't have a problem with that. So I don't think it's an either or. I think people who watch professional sports have fun, but have priorities. That's what I'm saying.
I agree with it, Dave, but I would say this. Most Americans need to retool their interest, because most of it is geared towards entertainment.
It's distraction.
Again,
it's not
entertainment,
it's distraction.
Yeah, distraction, entertainment, whatever you want to call it. It's like a narcotic. It takes you into another land. But you can retool. I mean, I love gardening. I find great solace in gardening. Now, not everybody will. I do. I learn. Every year I learn more and more about how gardens work, how things grow. It is a passion, a hobby. I love it. I really enjoy being a ham radio operator and knowing more and more about how ham radio operates. It's a hobby. I love it. In fact, in a few weeks, we're going to have a big bike race here, and our ham radio club does the what they call sagging, support and gear. We drive the circuit, 100-some-mile circuit, and people who get in trouble, we can take them, pick them up, call it in with our ham radios, because up in the mountains, cell phones don't work. I mean, so in some ways, I've retooled my passions, my pleasures, into things that will serve me well in the future. Now, that doesn't mean you can't watch a football game. That's not what I'm saying. But if that's what your life is, you know, consumption of entertainment, then when this does head south, you're not going to make it. You just won't make it. Anybody can retool their interest into something, whether it's mechanics, woodworking, anything, a trade will go a long way. And that's what I'm talking about, retooling our interest. And then the other thing is, Dave, you better, because the money is quickly becoming worthless more and more. You know, I remember when I bought a 10-ounce gold piece, it was $50. That was in the mid-90s or maybe towards late 90s. Today, that same 10-ounce gold piece is over $350. Your money's been, that's what's happened. Dollars, they've just been, you know, the value has been eviscerated. And we see it. I have an active campaign right now to completely destroy the value of your money. So I don't say this because I and you both sell survival products, but I'm just saying it because it's a fact, a reality. Your ability, for multifaceted reasons, of being able to buy anything that has to do with survival or prepping, whatever, is rapidly coming to an end. Supply chain issues, credit score issues. Oh, you can't buy that. You don't have the credit score.
Well, the CBDC is just going to control everything that you do. You're absolutely right. And Bob, I got to cut in here, because if I don't do this, I'm not doing our audience justice. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and find out more about adaptation and preparation.
Well, anybody who calls me, I'll talk with them, but 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. You know, I'm a big proponent of night vision. I'm a big proponent of radio communication. You know, you can have all the food, You can have all the water filters you want, but if I know how to communicate effectively and I know how to do night operations with night vision, I promise you, you will lose every bit. I don't care how many guns you have. You'll lose every bit of it. Because the person trained with night vision, the person trained with communication is going to win.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, we need to bring up one more point issue. On June 23rd, 24th, 25th of June, Doug Thornton, former DHS agent and, former Marine, bad hombre. He's a good guy, but if you're on the bad side of him, you don't want to be. But he is teaching a active shooter course along with an 18 Delta medic, so you're going to have medical training and active shooter training, 3 days, here at Ready Made Resources.
Tell us how to get, Bob, we got 10 seconds. Tell us how to get in touch and find out.
ReadyMadeResources.com. Across the top, there's a banner.
Okay.
About the training, so you can just click that and sign up for the class. If you want to call, talk to me, my son Joshua, 800-627-3809. We have all kinds of deals on night vision and radio communication.
Okay.
And water, all of it.
On that note, Bob, hamsters are shutting us down, so we got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the TV side.
God bless you, Dave.
Thank you.